Good afternoon, Stephen Daglian here with your market close report on Friday. Well, the Aussie market was completely flat today. In fact, the ASX 200 rose by just 2 points. That means we closed at around 7,114. The good news, though, is that we still managed to extend this nice little weekly winning streak we've put together to a fifth consecutive week, the longest that we've had in over a year. It also means we're just a smidgen below the 10-week highs that we hit just a couple of days ago. Today, basically, we had mining and energy stocks standing out, and they did enough to offset most of the losses that came through from the banks and also healthcare stocks as well. On the market today, the worst performers were TPG, the telco, and poultry group ING, both companies that released their profit results today. Now, in TPG's case, it fell 12%. Even though its profits doubled over the first half of the year, that fell short of what the market was hoping for. Ingham's, on the other hand, fell almost 10%. Profits actually fell 60% over the year, which are blamed largely on Omicron and the interruptions that that has actually caused. And this has been actually a shortfall that the company hasn't been able to fully recover from. It also flagged higher feed and transportation costs into 2023. We also had property group Stockland down about 2%, even though its profits rose. And Australia's largest gold miner, Newcrest Mining, managed to lift about 3.5%, even though its profits fell 25% over the year. It blamed that on lower gold production and also rising costs. Things like labor, energy, and shipping all became more expensive over the year. Resource stocks generally dominated the winners list, though. Stocks like Santos benefited from a bit of an improvement in the oil price. Also, Whitehaven Coal and New Hope coal miners, both of them improved. Now, Indonesia is considering introducing a tax on nickel exports, which received quite a bit of attention today. This is in a bid to refine more nickel at home in Indonesia rather than selling it overseas. Now, Indonesia is the world's largest producer of the metal. So what it's basically done is hurt some of those nickel miners that have operations in Indonesia, including Nickel Industries, which fell by 3%. But others, like South 32, was up 1.7%. We also had IGO lifting 2.2%. They've got operations here in Australia. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at around that 69.1 US cent mark.